Jackson definitely took calling the bottle Bobby.
Stop.
Stop?
Where's your Bobby? Where's Bobby? Well, there it is. And he went and get it. Very good. This is object comprehension in the object's absence. He wasn't looking at the Bobby and he went and got it. Can I have the Bobby? Can I have the Bobby? Can I have your Bobby, please? Bobby. Bobby. Mommy, Bobby. Mommy, Bobby. Give me the bottle. Mommy, Bobby. Come on, give me the bottle. Mommy, Bobby. He's going to give it to me. Mommy, Bobby. Mommy, Bobby. You want your Bobby? Mommy, Bobby? Oh, he got it. Good. Bobby. Is that going to be your Bobby? Is that going to be your Bobby? Your Bobby. Why don't you say bottle instead? Sometimes he seems to almost say bottle, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. What's this? He thinks it's funny that I'm holding the way. What is it? What is it, honey? That's why I remember he thinks it's funny. You better drink some more Bobby so you get fat. Well, he also said dog this morning, too. Dog, dog. He wanted his dog, and I went and got it in his bed, and he definitely believed it was a dog. Where's your dog? You want your dog? I'll go get your dog. Dog? I'm afraid that Bobby doesn't mean just bottle. It also means his lovely little pillow and blanket. Is that your Bobby? Any? Bow what? Georgia, where are you going to go? Yeah? Oh, don't go in there, Ross. Don't go in there. Oh, what? Close it up. Yeah, close it. Mm-hmm. Come on out. Hurry up. Was that hurry up? That's okay.
So, and if you have, I mean, you're gonna go
so
search
have
there.
And then,
you've got to search for these cards in the next election.
But if you've got it in file three.
Right, file three kicks.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Unless,
then we're okay.
Unless.
Bobby!
You need file three.
Bobby.
Bobby, either mean the bottle or the.
Or the. That thing that he has. That's his other Bobby.
Okay. Oops.
Oops.
He gets uptight, I think, when I come.
Yeah, no, I think that solves that problem. Where did you put his Bobby? Where's your Bobby? Ross? Where's your Bobby?
You know, I think he's small.
No.
Oh, here's Bobby. Oh, it's empty. Bobby's
yeah.
Empty.
Yes, Bobby.
Is it, that's the case where you hear the bottle, but it sounds like the Bobby.
Yeah, I think so. I think this. At least, you might put it this way, he sees that it's close enough, you know, and it's easier for him to say Bobby than say Bob, or Bob, you know. So he, what he does...
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
Well, he'll work on his Bobby, and you know, he probably is not really happy with it.
Wouldn't it be nice if he could just ask him?
That's right. Well, then you hear it getting more complicated because you have different people trying different things. No, see, the way I'm doing it, and then some people say, you know, well, the way I'm doing it.
Disagreeing
now what they're doing.
Hey. You finished? I'm going to turn you off. I'm recording you there. You keep on talking. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead, say something.
Okay, okay. Hey.
You want to say? You want to talk to the
room? Yeah.
This is August, April thing, 26th.
Yeah,
I think that works, but so could you, actually, if you want to say. Maybe we should turn this up just a touch. Oh, no, don't go back.
Into Ross's room. This is April 30th, and I saw him. The first thing I said, he was pointing at the soldiers in his side of his crib, and I said, "Soldiers," and he said, "Hodja, hodja," and he said, "Hodja," one time, and I said, "Soldiers," and he said again, "Hodja, hodja," and that's the first two-syllable imitation that I've heard, immediate imitation. Certainly, there's two syllable words.
No more Bobby? You like me to give it to you? Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah, that's your Bobby. So empty? Empty? Uh-oh. Bye-bye, Bobby.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, bye-bye, Bobby. What you should say. Do you want the Bobby? Mommy, Bobby? Soldiers.
told you. They're all soldiers. This is a soldier. 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 Soldiers. It's a daddy. Is it a daddy? Daddy. Soldier.
Yesterday evening, that was the April 29th, Ross did very interesting things with the screwdriver and the hammer. He saw me trying to take out the pins in the door hinges, and he really liked that. And so particularly the screwdriver he used to try to get those pins out himself, he used the lower pin instead of the higher one. And he was very dexterous about it. He could even use the screwdriver to turn screws in his little hammer box. And this morning, he also did a neat thing, which was when I was trying to change his shirt, he took a piece of orange from one hand to the other so that he could move his sleeve from one arm, move his sleeve back and forth. Anyway, that's fine, Russ, but I don't want that high. Okay, I'm going to... so he can take one sleeve out, which had the orange in it.
Yeah. Ben, he's had nice things to say. He's talking about if he would go bye-bye. Yeah, what does that mean, Rose?
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Does that mean you want to have something? Here. Have that.
Yeah.
Okay. Will that do for the moment?
Huh?
Will that do for the moment, I said. What happened to you, what happened to you, Ross? You were talking there for a while, remember? You want to do that back to me? Okay. Mommy. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Do you want something else to play with?
Yeah.
Give me this. Yeah. Yeah, that's what comes out of here.
Oh, because you have a
Yeah, it comes out right here.
Oh.
Oh. You can put your screwdriver in. Do you want to get some more out of here?
Okay.
Yeah, right out of there. Out of here. Right out of here. Yeah, the other music comes out of here.
Oh, wait.
You hear it now? You hear it? You hear it, honey? What do you find over there? Some more parts of the music? Yeah, could be. What if I do this?
That's the tape, the record player he's interested in.
Yeah.
Out of here. That's the record player? You say that's the record player?
He's sometimes interested in the turntable.
Uh-huh. Hurry up. Oh, bye-bye. No more. If you turn that, you won't have any more. Do you like that? You like it when it's noisier? You like it when it's noisier, right?
Bird's done today. Ross has been, this evening, Ross was doing a lot of use of the screwdrivers to turn screws, and this is what we call tool use for itself. Tool use for tool use's sake. In other words, he wasn't really trying to get anything with the screwdriver, he was just trying to turn screws with it. He found screws all over the house and hinges and things to do because he saw his daddy, so it was really imitation of tool use on the part of his daddy. Mary had something she wanted to eat.
Oh, he was eating cat food out of the tackle box. And got a lot of cat food down inside his sleeper, in the foot of his sleeper. And he sat down, felt the foot of his sleeper, felt the cat food in it, and he said, "Mom!"
Mm-hmm.
And lifted up his foot and showed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And I went and took the cat food out.
And that was it?
That was it.
Okay,
but it was very explicit that was his problem.
Yeah, and you want to tell people.
And he wanted me to do something about it.
Right.
And here's the other screwdriver.
Okay, you just take that. I'll just take that. And you can just turn it off now. What are you going to do with that thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you just don't press the button, you could talk into it. That's the tape recorder. It's moving around. What are you going to do when I get my new cassette recorder?
Oh,
a tape.
Oh, it's a tape.
The tape.
Oh,
the tape.
The tape.
Oh, he said it, didn't he?
Mommy.
Do you like the tape?
It's the tape recorder.
Oh.
Forget that bunch.
The tape.
Oh, the tape.
Get
the tape. We always say, get the tape recorder. And then we walk into the tape recorder.
Go ahead.
Oh, Mom.
You can talk into it. Go ahead.
Over here!
Yes, I have a word
in there. Oh! Are you on tape?
You're on tape, yeah. You're on tape, yeah. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. It's not food, Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.